I saw this sign the other day. It's been around a long time. I've actually seen it in a few different places, but it says, "My ducks are absolutely not in a row. I don't even know where some of them are. And in fact, I'm pretty sure one of them's a pigeon." It kind of cracked me up when I saw it and thought, a lot of times that's true. My ducks are not in a row. I don't even know where some of them are, and maybe one of them's even a pigeon. Reminded me of a story author John Eldridge told in one of his books years ago, that he talked about most men live life like they do when they show up to a movie 20 minutes late. They don't know what's going on. They don't know the plot line. They don't know where they are in the story. They're just trying to live the moment, kind of dazed and lost, but just trying to take it day by day, moment by moment from there. Both those things seem true, you know, in some ways, certainly in my life. And some of the themes of Harbor Ministry is geared toward coming alongside people so we're not feeling so lost in the story, that we are capturing what God has for us and wants for us in the moment. And we have some themes that we kind of center around. One is don't forget. There's a verse in Revelation 3:23. It says, "Remember what you received and hold on to it fast." Remember what you received and hold on to it. It's a really great verse, and that's one of our themes that we try and take people in the journey of Rhythm and 20, Rogue and Revel, and the leadership events we do is to remember and don't forget. And then another one is to keep listening and then act. Act on what you've heard. Don't just hear it. Don't let it be empty, but to actually act, to move. And I think this verse and this passage that Brian's going to read, Psalms 25:4-9, really helps us down that road for clarity that we all hope for direction, for God's presence in the moments of our lives that we all need, want, yearn for. And it really is a promise that God will guide us down that path that we need to go. We just need to be alert, aware, listening. We got to not forget the ways he's already shown up and the themes of our life and the story, because he's given us clues to where we need to go, what we need to be doing already in some of the themes of our own lives. And so take some time to settle down, to settle in, to unplug, disconnect from some of the noise, and ready yourself to hear this passage out of Psalms 25.
Friends, please be in this moment as together we take in these words from Psalm 25, starting in verse 4-9. Show me the right path, O Lord. Point out the road for me to follow. Lead me by your truth. Teach me, for you are the God who saves me. All day long, I put my hope in you. Remember, O Lord, your compassion and unfailing love, which you have shown from long ages past. Do not remember the rebellious sins of my youth. Remember me in the light of your unfailing love, for you are merciful, O Lord. The Lord is good and does what is right. He shows the proper path to those who go astray. He leads the humble in doing right, teaching them his way. As I read this a second time, be mindful of the power in the truth and that the Lord is the one guiding us and remembering us in his unfailing love. Beautiful words here. Be mindful of words or phrases or thoughts that God is giving you in this moment to hold on to. Show me the right path, O Lord. Point out the road for me to follow. Lead me by your truth and teach me. You are the God who saves me. All day long I put my hope in you. Remember, O Lord, your compassion and unfailing love which you have shown from long ages past. Do not remember the rebellious sins of my youth. Remember me in the light of your unfailing love. For you are merciful, O Lord. The Lord is good and does what is right. He shows the proper path to those who go astray. He leads the humble in doing right, teaching them his way. What stands out to you? Beautiful words of truth intended for you. If there's something, a phrase, a word, speak it out in this moment. Show me the right path, O Lord. Point out the road for me to follow. Lead me by your truth and teach me. For you are the God who saves me. All day long I put my hope in you. Remember, O Lord, your compassion and unfailing love, which you have shown from long ages past. Don't remember the rebellious sins of my youth. Remember me in the light of your unfailing love, for you are merciful, O Lord. The Lord is good and does what is right. He shows the proper path to those who go astray. He leads the humble in doing right, teaching them his way. Once again, a word, a phrase, something God's given you. Beautiful truth in here. Hold on to it. Take it with you today.
Passage talks about showing us the way, that he will show us the proper path. I wonder, as I was listening to that, do I believe that? Do I really believe that? Do you believe that? That he'll show us the way, and how would he do that? Where my mind was going as well as I heard Brian read that passage was, I wonder if one of the reasons God doesn't lay out too much in front of us and lay out the path all the way through, you know, is, which we all want, it's like, just tell us what this is going to be, what my life needs to be about, what I need to do, what decisions I need to make. But I think one of the reasons he doesn't lay that all out in front of us is we just go do it. We go do it and forget him. And in laying out just a moment at a time keeps us seeking him. That seems really profound to me in this moment. He'll lay out the path for us just as we need it. But in laying out just a bit at a time, that keeps us seeking him, keeps us engaged in a passionate pursuit of him, which is where we really need to be. So as we close this episode and this time, just wanted to remind you of the themes we started at. Don't forget. Remember what God's done. Remember what you've received and hold on to it fast. And keep listening. Keep staying quiet keep seeking solitude, and keep listening over the long haul. Make that a practice in our lives. And then don't forget to act on what we've heard, right? Don't forget to act what we've heard. I want to close with this one verse out of Deuteronomy. It comes at a time when Moses was leading the people through the wilderness, through the quiet. And it represents, I think, what I hope for you as we end this episode, what God may be calling you to or inviting you to next. May this be to take a step. As Moses and the people are wandering through the wilderness, God tells them, you were made for more than this. Made for more than to be stuck in a vicious cycle of defeat. You have circled the mountain long enough. Now turn north. Simple, profound, all that. You circled this mountain long enough. Now turn north. Peace, friends. This podcast is brought to you by Harbor Ministries. If you'd like more information on how to support our work with leaders around the country, or would like to hear more on our leadership events, Rhythm in 20, Rogue, or Revel, or would like to look at my new book, Stay Wild, and our various other resources, you can go to harborministries.com for everything you need.